Several years ago, here at the church, Christian Fellowship Church, we've always prayed, but several years ago, we made a decision that we were going to step it up. And we have been known to spend much time in prayer. We have three times a day we come together on our comfort call, freecomfortcall.com. prayer line, and we pray. And listen to what Jesus said. And this is why when I saw this scripture and we yield ourselves to pray. Now look at what Jesus said in Luke 18:1. I will read it both from the King James and the Amplified. So listen. And he spake the parable unto them to this end, that men ought to always to pray and not to faint. I'm going to read it again. And he spake the parable unto them to this end, that men ought to always to pray and not faint. Amplified reads like this. Also Jesus told them a parable to the effect that they ought to always to pray and not to turn coward, faint, lose heart, and give up. A man, an individual that won't pray is one that have turned coward. And God don't need any cowards. He needs some men and women that will pray, learn how to pray, and pray. Because prayer is fellowshipping with God. And it's so important that we learn how to pray. Because when trouble shows up, most people panic. Too many panic instead of taking charge and stop the devil. See, the one that's bringing problem in your life and coming against you, and this is why he doesn't want you to learn the secret of prayer and learn how to pray. Jesus has already defeated him. He's already been defeated. And he don't want you to learn this. Amen. Because if you learn this and know that you have authority over him and you can stop him and everything he comes against you with, then he'll have to leave your house and go somewhere else. But he want to keep you in fear. Because that's how he rules, is through fear, doubt, unbelief. But listen, John Wesley said, the founder of the Methodism, said, it seems God is limited by our prayer life. He can do nothing for humanity unless someone asks him to do it. Why is that? Good question. God made the world, the fullness thereof. Then God made man in his own image and after his likeness and gave him dominion over this earth. Adam committed high treason and sold us out to Satan. And Satan became the god of this world. And what happened, if you remember, and we can look at it, when God made man in the 28th verse, he said, let them have dominion. Now, listen what he said. Genesis 1:28. He said, let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowls of the air, over everything, over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. When God created this world and created Adam, he gave man dominion over this whole earth. And it's hard for some people to see that. God is not in charge on this earth. Man is. I say it again. God is not in charge. Man is. Satan has a right to be here, because Adam gave him a right. So this is why we need to learn how to pray, how to use our authority, because Adam allowed an enemy, Satan, to enter this earth realm with all of his co-hosts, demons, evil spirits, wicked spirits. Now listen what 2 Corinthians 4:4 said. In whom the God of this world have blinded the mind of them that believe not. Notice who he have blind, the one that believe not. One that said, I don't believe that stuff. I don't believe in no Jesus. I don't believe in this preaching business. Well, Satan has blinded their mind. Amen. Lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. And see, one day I was blind, but many, many years ago, my eyes were open. The day, the hour, the moment when I received Jesus and made him Lord of my life, my eyes came open and I believed the gospel. I believed the gospel of Jesus, his life, he was virgin birth, born, lived a perfect life, died a sacrificial death, rose victorious over death, hell, and the grave. First man that was ever raised from the dead, spiritual. He was the first man. He's called the firstborn. And then after he was raised from the dead, God seated him at his own right hand in heavenly places. And I believe that. And because of that, the glorious light of the gospel shines in my heart. Now watch it. And when that happened, we were divinely connected. You who have received Jesus have been divinely connected. You are sons and daughters of God, children of the Most High God. Amen.